You're in Kodiak.
I would love to, but I have no relatives, no real dear friends here in Kodiak. I have lots of people that I know and lots of associates. So, and weather-wise, as I grow older, I would like to go to a place where it's warmer and to be closer to my relatives.
Do you plan to go back to Jamaica?
No, I don't.
Just someplace in the lower 48?
Yes, in the lower 48. I have a brother in New York, but I don't want to live in New York all the time either. I have a daughter-in-law in Long Island, New York. That area is really nice, but they had a deep freeze this winter, and I really would prefer not to be in snow country.
Yeah, you're going to have to go further south.
Oh, no.
One other question is, you meet a lot of Coast Guard families who have just set foot on the island. Some wanted to be stationed here and others didn't. You moved from Jamaica and obviously enjoy living in Kodiak. What advice would you give someone new to Kodiak about adjusting to their new life here?
My advice is to enter any place, any new place, with an open mind. There are some of these youngsters who come with their minds closed, and as they get off the plane, they said, oh, this is the Rock. And then, you know, they don't broaden and open up to things. I came expecting to put in to the area a little bit instead of taking everything out. So I've been healthy, for which I'm grateful, and Kodiak has been good to me. In fact, all of Alaska has been good to me. I hardly know how to uproot myself, because having spent 37 years in Alaska, it's hard to pull up stakes. And although I'm dreaming of warmer climate, right now it's just a dream and a lot of talk, but no action. And I am trusting the master up above to lead and direct me. Because of myself, I think I'm complacent and so happy and so comfortable in this peaceful environment. So, time will tell.
Well, Iris, I know there are plenty more questions I could ask, but the experiences you have shared will be enough for now. I want to thank you for participating in this oral history session to help document what life has been like during the years you have lived in Alaska. This is Diane Palmateer and Iris Brooks signing off.